Parts of Queensland and New South Wales have again been hit with intense downpours and flash flooding overnight. Maroochydore and Caloundra have seen almost 190 millimetres of rain since yesterday, and there have been reports of 79 millimetres falling within just an hour in parts of the hinterland. Further south along the New South Wales coast, more rain and thunderstorms are causing local flooding, with catchments already saturated. Four more Australians on board the Diamond Princess in Japan have tested positive to coronavirus, including a teenage girl. There are now 15 Australians among the 175 confirmed cases from the cruise ship. 300 people from DBS Bank in Singapore were evacuated from their office building after a person was diagnosed with coronavirus on the 43rd floor. And back home, the federal government is considering whether to grant tax deferrals to businesses that have been affected by the coronavirus. Tourism operators are struggling due to the ban on foreign travellers who've left or passed through mainland China. BP's new boss has set an ambitious target for the multinational oil giant to become a net zero emitter of greenhouse gases by 2050. Bernard Looney says the world's carbon budget is running out fast. BP's target applies to the carbon and methane in the oil and gas it produces, as well as emissions from its global operations. But environmental groups have reacted sceptically, saying the plan has little detail about how the company will deliver the target.